Matthew chapter 13 from verse 44 to verse 46. Please let's go. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and brought it. Please let's bow our heads as we share the word of life. Lord, we thank you for the word of your good treasure. We give all the glory for the word of life and the word of power and the word of light and the word of your righteousness. Thank you as you guide us through your word this morning, precious Holy Spirit, Spirit of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as you enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Thank you, Lord, that we will hear and make the choice to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you for grace to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you for grace to rightly divide your word. Lord, I am but a child, Lord. I'm your vessel, Lord. Speak to us all, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing ears. Thank you for attentiveness. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power and might, counsel and fear of God, the revelation knowledge of your glory, pouring forth upon us all, even as we hear your word. Thank you for all those zooming in as well, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as you make us all to understand and to know your word. Thank you for your wisdom, for your light. Thank you for your understanding pouring forth like a river. Lord, we give all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we're once more in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 46. And remember, we have said it is the good treasure. And we looked at some scriptures. And of course, we also, in that Matthew chapter 13, if we look back to verse 24, we see it that the good seed is with the good treasure. In other words, it is linked, it is inseparable. We said the treasure is a good treasure, and we know only God is good. And of course, God and his word are one and the same. So you can see that the treasure is inseparable from God and from the word of God. The word of God is the good seed because the word of God is the seed. As we've seen in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, remember the parable of the sower. The Lord says the seed is his word. And of course, we know God and his word are one and the same. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And we also know that God is good, which we've seen in Luke chapter 18, verse 19, when the young rich man came to our Lord Jesus Christ and called him good master. And the Lord Jesus answered and made every one of us to understand and know that only God is good. And so the good treasure is God. And we know that God and his word are one and the same. So good treasure, good seed, we see it is inseparable from God. God is our treasure, really. The scripture says God is our portion. He is the strength of our heart and our portion in the land of the living. He is our inheritance, and we give God all the glory. So we've seen it that the good treasure is actually the Holy Spirit, for God has given to us his Son Jesus Christ, who gave us his own glory. So we have the Spirit of Christ, Christ in us, our hope of glory. But we have to be able to drink, from the treasure given to us. And that is where the searching comes into play. The merchant man and the man searching for the good treasure, they were searching, as we see with the Berean Christians, searching through the scriptures. And I tell you, the Bereans, who were worshippers of God, were constantly looking into the word of God. And when Paul led, when God led Paul to go and preach to them, they searched the scriptures whether those things he was saying were so. And they met their treasure. They accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. And it's the same thing too. We have accepted Christ. We've been given Christ. The Spirit of Christ is in us. And we have to be drinking of our good treasure. And that is where the searching comes in. Please let's look at Matthew chapter 7. And so, when we continue to look into the word of God, after being born again, we continue, after some time, we will hit the river of the Holy Spirit and we start to drink. This is what the Lord is talking about. He wants us to drink of the river of his Spirit. In that river, there are great and mighty things. It is also called the fullness of God. It is also called the glory of God. It is also called the Spirit of God. God himself feeding you and I with himself. God is the river. And so we will see the Lord wants us to search. The Lord wants us to seek. How do we seek? By searching the scriptures. The word seek and search mean the same thing, to search the scriptures so as to know Christ. For when we start to know him and believe what we are knowing of him, we will start to drink. So now we understand what those two men were doing. They were actually searching for the good treasure. Through the knowledge of God, through searching the scriptures to know, then after some time, we will hit the vein of living waters. He will start to flow himself to you and I. Please let's read Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7 to 11. Please let's go. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? So we see the seeking, and we will find. Search for the treasure. With all of your heart, with a perfect heart, and you will find, you will hit the water. You will drink of the river of the water of life. Remember, Christ says, I have come that they might have life and have it more in abundance. Please, let's open to Luke chapter 11. Let's look at Luke's account of this very scripture we've just finished reading in Matthew chapter 7. And let's zero down to verse 13. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 13 is the same account as in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Let's look at verse 13 together. Please, let's go. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gift unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Please underline the last sentence. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So you can see searching, seeking to find the living waters given to us, the treasure already given to us, so that we start to drink of him. So we search through the scriptures daily. We continue to read the word of God. We are searching. We are searching. And I tell you, one day we will hit the vein of water if we are seeking him with all of our heart. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 29 and let's read verse 13. So if you are searching the scriptures, seeking to know Christ according as he is written with all of your heart under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will hit that living waters. You will come unto water in your well that you are digging. It's very clear. Jeremiah chapter 29. Please, let's read verse 13. Please, let's go. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. With all of your heart. A heart that truly wants to know truth and obey truth. The perfect heart. The good soul. So we've seen it that when we search for him with all of our heart, we will hit the vein of water. We will start to drink of the living waters. And we give God all the glory. Then we can say our search is successful. Please write Psalm chapter 105, verses 3 to 4, John chapter 5, verse 39, and the book of Acts chapter 17, verses 10 to 12. There you see the story of the Berean Christians. And of course, John chapter 5, verse 39, Christ himself said, search the scriptures. In there you think you have life. These are the very words that speak of him. And of course, Psalm 105, verses 3 and 4 says we should search. Seek the Lord. Seek his face. Seek him forevermore. In other words, search the scriptures to know your God for yourself. And you will hit the treasure. You will hit the treasure. And of course, we have said that the treasure, another word for the treasure is the understanding. When we start to hit the water, we will start to understand the scriptures. When we start to search, after some time, we will hit water. What we will first drink of that water is the understanding of the scriptures, the understanding of what we are reading. And when we say the understanding, is the understanding supplied by God, that river will first of all feed you and I with the understanding of his word. We will start to understand the word of God. The Holy Spirit, the river of God, is also called the spirit of understanding. So we will start to understand the scriptures. We will start to rightly divide the scriptures. We will start to understand what God is saying in his word. The understanding comes from God. And of course, we made mention of 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, which says, the understanding of God has come. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he gave us his Spirit, who is the Spirit of understanding, the Holy Spirit. So when we start to drink of that river, understanding of truth, understanding of the Word of God, understanding of the person of Christ according as he is written, will start to flow, will start to drink of that well. And then we made mention of that treasure is also called the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God, just as he is the understanding. And so we made mention that wisdom is actually the understanding of the way of God. Wisdom is actually the understanding of the way of God. And so we see that the understanding, the spirit of understanding, will help us to understand the scriptures, while the spirit of wisdom will start to help us to understand the way. We will understand what is the way of truth. We will understand even the evil way, so as not to go down that route. He will be making us to understand his own ways. He will make us to also understand the evil way. Remember, in that garden, at the center of the Garden of Eden, is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So you see, only God is the one who understands and knows all ways, and will be able to point to you and I, this is the good way, this is the evil way, go this way. And so we see that treasure to guide us through life. Remember, all round about us is what? Darkness. So Jesus is the light of understanding. Jesus is the light of wisdom, the light supplied to us in this corrupt world. If we don't have the light of Christ, we will just be doing anything anyhow, and we will think it is of God. Please, let's open to John chapter 1, and we will see clearly there. He is our light. Every child of God needs the light of God, the light of understanding, the light of wisdom. Jesus is the light. All of the glory of God is filled with light. Everything of God is light and good and truth. So in this world, we need the light of God. Please let's John chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. We will just pick some verses there. Let's zero down to verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Who is that light shining? Jesus. 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 Verse 6 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Please underline verse 9. That was the true light, Jesus Christ, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Remember Psalm 36, verse 9 says, with him dwells the fountain of life. See, he's that river. In his light shall we see light. And here we have seen that was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. So we see that he is the light of the world. He is our light. He is the treasure. The light also flows like a river. It is awesome. With him is the fountain of life. In his light shall we see light. So in this dark world, we need the light of God. Otherwise, we will go with the darkness. We'll be doing things just as others are doing. We're all screaming, oh, look at how people are doing wicked things. But do you know that it is the light of Christ that is preventing you and I from doing the same, because the light shows us those are wicked things not to do. So you can see that without the light of Christ, we will join them in doing the wicked things. In other words, we'll be walking in darkness. So now you understand why verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So the light of Christ is to guide us in this life. We have to truly understand these basic things. Please let's flip forward to John chapter 8, verse 12. We're laying a bit of foundation for the next level. John chapter 8, verse 12. Please let's read it. Are we all there? Please say amen. Please let's read it. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Please let's read it again. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do we see the good treasure speaking? He's the light of the world. If we follow in his light, shall we see light. If we follow him, seeing by his light, we will not walk in darkness. So you can see how very important that treasure is. How very important. In other words, we will understand truth. Darkness is lies, isn't it? We will understand truth. We will know truth, the word of God. And then wisdom. Wisdom to understand the way of God and to understand the way of darkness and not walk in it. This is what the Lord is talking about. Please let's open to Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 8. So that we understand that just as Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20 says, he has placed before you and I the word of life and the word of death. In other words, life and death, truth and lies. So also has he placed before you and I the way of God and the way of the enemy. Jeremiah chapter 21, and let's look at verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 8. Please let's go. And unto these people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Please let's read it again. Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 8. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. So he has set before you and I truth, which is life, and the way of truth or the way of life. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. John chapter 14, verse 6. And so we have the way of truth. And we also have lies and the way of lies, which is the way of death. So these are said before you and I. But may I put it to you that we don't really know any of these ways. Please let's open to Proverbs chapter 16. The way of you and I is not in us. In fact, before we go to Proverbs, let's look at the same Jeremiah chapter 10, since we're there. Jeremiah chapter 10. And let's zero down to verse 23. We have to understand, you and I, in our flesh, in ourself, in our own power, which is fleshly, which is death, we don't know the wicked way, nor do we know the good way of God. We're just blind, really. That is why we need our light. In his light shall we see light. Without the light of Christ, we can't see light. In other words, without the light of Christ, we can't see the way of Christ. We can't see the way of God. God is the one who will shine his light into our eyes as we are looking into the word of God to know his word and to know his way. Please let's read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Please let's go. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. So, our ways are not in ourselves. We can't understand the good way. Nor can we understand the evil way as evil. No, it is by the light of God we know what is good and what is evil. We have to really understand. So, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Please, let's now go to Proverbs 16 and let's look at verse 25. So, we have to understand Proverbs 16, verse 25. Please let's read it together. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Please let's go. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we see a great key. We will think all those walking in wickedness, they think it's the right way. And I tell you, when we were there too, we thought it was the right way. It is the light of God that shines and made us to realize that wickedness is wickedness. And then good is good. I tell you, without the light of God, we will call wickedness good. And we will call good wickedness. We have to understand that with him dwells the fountain of life. In his light shall we see light. Only God has the perfect knowledge and understanding of what is good and what is evil. And we need his light. In this life, we need his light. Please let's open to Proverbs chapter 14, since we're there. And let's look at verse 8. And we have to understand this thing. That's part of the reason why Christ came. Christ came to help us in the midst of the corruption, the darkness. Everything the enemy has spoiled. He has spoiled it with his corruption. So he has darkened everything. So we need the light of Christ in the midst of the darkness. Otherwise, we will follow the general darkness that is in the world. Proverbs 14, let's read verse 8. Please, let's read it. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Please, let's go again. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. Wisdom helps us to understand our ways. Through the light of wisdom, we understand the way we should be going. We understand by God the good way and the evil way. And then we are enabled to make our choices, whether we want to do things the good way or we want to stick to our evil ways. But realize one thing, the flesh is filled with wickedness and the tendency is to go the evil way. That is why, as believers, remember, only the spirit is born again. The soul and the body still have flesh, fleshly ways, wicked ways. And the tendency, see, is for them to go the way of wickedness. That is why you and I have to continue to look into the word of God, so that we will understand the good way as good, we will understand the fleshly way as wickedness, and then we will choose and we'll have grace, the power of God, to go the good way. That is how it goes. Please, let's open to Isaiah chapter 30. Now we are understanding why we need the good treasure. Isaiah chapter 30, and let's look at verse 21. The light, the good treasure is to lighten the way through the darkness. He will help us to navigate the darkness of this world. But without light, you know, the word of God says, the word of God is what? Lamp unto our feet and light to our path. Jesus is the word of God. See how the word of God, good seed, is linked with the treasure, good treasure. So the word of God, the light of understanding, as we start to drink of that river of understanding, He'll be leading us, helping us to navigate through the darkness of this world, in private life, in our job, decision making, day-to-day activity. The light of understanding, the light of wisdom will guide us through, and we will be making the right choices, choosing the good things to do, the good way, and making sure we depart from the wicked way by the light, the good treasure. I tell you, we can't do without the treasure. So the earlier you start to search the scriptures, so that you start to drink of that water is light flowing like a river, understanding, filling your heart, and the wisdom of God, you will understand the scriptures even much more than I understand it. The understanding you are hearing is that river, is the understanding of Christ, is the light of understanding. The wisdom you are hearing is the light of wisdom, is that river supplying. If I don't know, I too, I'll be preaching wrong things and I'll be thinking I'm right. You have to understand these things. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Please, let's go. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Please, let's read it again. This is what the light does. Please, let's go. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. See, the word of God is lamp to our feet and light to our path, guiding you and I through this life. Guiding you and I through this life. Please let's open to Psalm 48 and we'll see. It is part of what the Lord has been saying. I tell you, we will all go the wicked way without the light of understanding, without the wisdom of God. Jesus is the light of the world to guide us through the darkness. But if you don't do what is required to start to enjoy the light of the world, the Holy Spirit is also the light. He's also the spirit of understanding. He's also the spirit of wisdom. We have to understand. If we don't do the required, then we'll be taking wrong decisions, doing wrong actions, thinking they are good actions. For example, we'll be carrying placards, thinking they are good things. Carrying placard to the government to solve things, whereas the scripture says all flesh should come to Christ. Any problem we have, we take it to Christ and he will sort us out. So you can see that the way of darkness is a rebellious way, whereas the way of truth is that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Please let's look at Psalm 48. I would encourage all of us to read it from verse 1 to the end, but we are zeroing down to verse 14. But look, from verse 1 to 13 speaks of our God. He is Mount Zion. Speaks of our God, admiring the beauty of the Rock of Ages, the Mount Zion. But look at what verse 14 says. Please let's read it together. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. He will be what? Our guide even unto death. The word of God is lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. In his light shall I see light. He is the light of the world. So our guide. If we follow him who is light, we will not walk in what? Darkness. So see how important. He will guide us all of our days on the face of the earth. Only do the right thing. Only do the right thing. Only do the right thing. So, we've seen it in scriptures. He's our light. He's our guide. He will guide us in decision making. In as fathers, as mothers, as husbands, as wives, as pastors, whatever, senior pastor or bishop or anything. Even as road sweeper, he will be our guide in everything, any position. We need the wisdom and the understanding that God gave us in Christ Jesus. And we thank God that we have the Spirit of Christ. He is the Spirit of wisdom. He is the Spirit of knowledge. He is the Spirit of understanding. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 16. Let's zero down to verses 20 and 23. And we'll also look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 4 together. Proverbs 16. Please, when you are there, say amen. From verse 20 to 23. Please, let's go. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusted in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly. Please underline that. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and added learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. But look at verse 22. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. In other words, if you are drinking from that river, you can see understanding flows from it. Understanding flows from it. And you can see, verse 20, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. In other words, you are handling things by the wisdom of God. To be wise means you have the wisdom of God. In other words, you are drinking of that wisdom from that river. Please let's flip forward to the same Proverbs chapter 18, verse 4. And we will see. God wants us to drink of that river. Remember, Isaiah chapter 12 speaks of what? Drawing from the well of salvation. This is what the Lord is talking about. Proverbs 18, verse 4. Please let's go. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. See that? We drink of wisdom. We drink of understanding. That well, the Holy Spirit, is the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power and might, counsel and fear of God. That river. His name is the Holy Spirit. Please let's open to Psalm 46 and verses 4 and 5. And we also look at Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. So that we understand that the Holy Spirit, the greater one, the Spirit of Christ, is that river. And we have to drink from him. How do we drink? Start reading your Bible. If you want wisdom, if you want the understanding of the scriptures, if you want to know truth for yourself, if you want to know the light that will guide you, the light of wisdom, the light of understanding, all of your days on the face of the earth, you need to be searching the scriptures. You will find him. In other words, you will find the river and you will drink of that river. Psalm 46, verses 4 and 5. Please let's go. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. See how that river, speaking of that river in the tabernacles of God, and then saying that river, God is in the midst of her. God is that river. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 11 and we'll see the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is on the inside of you and I than he that is out there in the world. The Holy Spirit, river. Remember John chapter 7, I think from about verses 38 to 39, telling us of the glory of God, the Holy Spirit, the river flowing, the living waters. And we have him, Christ in us, our hope of glory. He is the same Spirit as Christ, the same glory. He is the Spirit of Christ. So we have him already. The well is in us, but we have to draw from the well. This is where searching, digging to hit the well placed in the river placed inside of us. And then we drink. And we start to drink. And when we start to drink, understanding of the word of God flows into our heart. We won't go into wrong doctrines I tell you. And then the wisdom of God, which is the understanding of all our ways. We will understand the way placed before us. God had placed before you and I for us to choose the way of truth or the way of what? Death. The way of life. But you and I, in ourselves, we can't know which way is truth, which way is lies. This is where we need the light. For in his light do we see light. In his light do we understand. By his understanding do we understand all things, all ways. And remember, wisdom is what? The understanding of our way. You know, the way that we have to choose, we need to understand. And this is where the understanding of God comes in. Isaiah chapter 11, let's zero down to verses 2 and 3. Please, let's go. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Now you see, when we start to drink of that river, understanding is first. This we've seen clearly in verse 3. And shall make him of quick understanding. And of course, when we start to understand the word of God, then wisdom, which is the understanding of the way of truth and the way of death, how God knows, will be supplied. And by it, we will start to be guided through life and make the right choices. Please, let's open to Luke chapter 1. And we will zero down to verse 79. Luke chapter 1, verse 79. So that we will understand. Without Christ, all of us, the whole of mankind, will be in darkness right now. Without Christ. That's why we need to understand part of the benefit of having Christ, so that we partake of all that is available in him. That's why we have his Spirit, to manifest all what God has given to you and I in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, the same glory. Luke chapter 1, verse 79. Please, let's go. Sorry, let's take it from verse 78. Please, let's go. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. See a great key? The way of truth is also called the way of peace. It is also called the good way. So again, you see the day spring. In other words, the light flowing like a spring. With God, all things are possible. The day spring from on high, the Holy Spirit, to give light. The Spirit of Christ, to give light. Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the same function. See? To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. To guide our feet into the way of peace. In other words, to guide our feet into the right way in every area of our lives. At home, at work, in amongst families, amongst friends, everything we do. To do things the way of truth, to walk in, even in our thoughts, even in our intents, to even Even in our choices, the Lord wants us to choose things that line up with His will. His will is in the way of truth and is according to truth. That is what the Lord wants for you and I. Please, let's sing this song. Let's pause for a while and let's sing this song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We all know that song. My children grew up on it, on the salty tapes. So please, let's sing it again. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yes, you have to let it shine and continue to shine. Remember the parable of the 10 virgins, which we looked at in Matthew chapter 25. The foolish ones, the ones walking in the way of darkness, they allow their light, the initial light, to die out. But the wise ones kept the light going and also increasing, searching the scriptures. Now we have to understand these things. So now there are things we have to understand that will hinder you and I. Obstacles to coming across or getting to the treasure. As a believer, we have to understand that we will hinder ourselves from enjoying the light, the good treasure, if we are not searching the scriptures. So, number one, if you are not looking into the word of God daily, forget it. You will allow your light to go out, or your light has already gone out. So return back. Repent and just start searching, so that light will bloom again and will increase. So we see how we hinder ourselves from being guided in situations of life by the light of the Holy Spirit because of our slothfulness. We have allowed the light to die down like those 5 virgins. The 10 virgins were all in God's kingdom. We have to understand, the kingdom of God is like the 10 virgins. So you can see, those who did not continue to search the scriptures on being born again, the light will die out. It's according as it is written. And so we've seen a hindrance. So we have to return back to searching the scriptures. He will restore. We give God all the glory. God is a God of many chances. But don't allow things to go beyond repair. And so we see the word of God. We hinder ourselves if we are not looking into the word of God. And when we make wrong choices, we will start to blame God. It is our fault. God has given to you and I His Son. He has given us light. And if you have accepted Christ, the light is dwelling in you. But you are not drawing from the light. Don't wait till the light goes out. And so we have to understand. Then another reason. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 3. Hindrances to not enjoying or having in operation in our lives the good treasure. We have to understand we need the good treasure. We've seen it that darkness is all over the earth. If we don't have the light in operation, if we don't start to drink, we ourselves will be walking in darkness and we won't know. Of course, we will come to church. We'll be doing things and we'll think we're right. We'll be walking according to the lies of the darkened world. We'll be taking decisions based on lies. And yet, we're what? We are people of God. We will be walking in ways of the world, and yet we will think those are the ways of God. We've read it that we can't know our way. That's why we need His light to even understand that darkness is what? Darkness. Without the light of Christ, we will think darkness is light. Please, let's read Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 11. Okay, I will encourage us to read it from verse 11 to 24. We read it 2 Sundays ago, but we need to understand that with the treasure comes a great key. Please, let's take it from verse 11 to 24. Okay, let's go. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighted. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Please, let's pause there for a while. See how correction is linked with finding wisdom and getting understanding. In other words, receiving wisdom and understanding, enjoying that river, is linked with what? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He corrected, even as a father the son in whom He delighted. I put it to you that when we start to study the Word of God, the Word of God will be showing to us our own fleshly ways. It will be correcting us. When we do things wrong, the Holy Spirit will say to our conscience, we have done something wrong. Now, the key is, it is left to you and I to accept and repent immediately and ask God for help to do it right. But if we start to give excuses, oh, it's because she did that and so I did this, then we have said the Lord is wrong. We are not accepting the correction. And I tell you, if we despise the word of God, the word of His correction, we will not get wisdom. When we refuse correction, it means we have scorned God. We have to understand these basic things. Please, let's flip forward to Proverbs chapter 14 and let's zero down to verse 6. We have to understand that accepting correction, you see, the word of God will correct us of the old ways, the old things, the way we've been doing things in the past. And if we continue, the word of God will tell us that is wrong. That is not the right way. This is the right way to do it. This is the right way. And when we shut our ears, it means we have scorned the word of God. We will not receive the understanding and the wisdom. That is a great hindrance. Many of us, we don't like to be corrected. We don't like to be told that what we have done is wrong. And that is what is hindering us from drinking of the river of understanding and the wisdom of God. And we will continue to walk in foolishness, doing wrong things, going from wrong lifestyle, wrong decisions, wrong thoughts, wrong intents, flowing from one wrong thing to another, because no wisdom, no understanding, because we have rejected correction. We have scorned. We harden our hearts. All what we want is to be hearing, oh, you've done it right, you've done it right, always you've done it right. As long as we're in this flesh, we will still sin. Ecclesiastes says it. And so the Lord will admonish us. The Lord will correct us. That is part and parcel of God's kingdom. But if we don't allow this, forget it. We won't be led. Proverbs 14, verse 6. Please, let's read it. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Please, let's read it again. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. See that? If you scorn and you spurn the correction of the Lord in little things and big things, there is no wisdom, no understanding. We have to understand these basic things. Please, let's open to 2 Timothy chapter 3. So you will keep searching and you will not find, because you have refused correction. You have to understand, the light will always tell you and I. The light will shine rays into every area of our lives and will be telling us, this is wrong, this is what you need to do. And if we spurn the advice of God in our hearts, forget it. We won't have that wisdom. 2 Timothy, we will just be reading the Bible. We won't find him because the heart is not right. Remember Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. You will find me. You will seek me and find me if you seek me with all of your heart, a heart willing to take correction and line up to do the word of God in all things. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Please, let's read it. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See a great key. Ever learning. In other words, searching the scriptures. And yet, never knowing the scriptures. Never having the understanding of the scriptures. Never having wisdom in any area of life. Because has refused to yield to correction of God. And if you look at that verse 7, link it with verse 2. Please, let's read it. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud. See a great key. If you refuse the correction of God, you are proud. God receives the proud and grants what? Grace to the humble. When the Lord can use someone to even correct you in little things, in big things, the Lord is the one speaking through that person. The Lord can even correct you directly. In fact, he will correct you and I directly. And then he will send somebody to confirm that correction. But if we don't yield, you can see verse 7 again. Ever learning. Yes, always studying the Bible. Always searching the scriptures. And never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because God receives the proud and grants grace to the humble. From such persons, you have wrong doctrines floating, because they think they know. But it is by the light of God do we know the word of God? And so again, those who scorn the correction, you can see in Proverbs chapter 3, correction of God is linked with understanding and wisdom. We have to understand these are things we need to realize. Please, let's go back to that Proverbs chapter 3. So, you can see a great hindrance. Many of us were so proud. We don't like to be corrected. We think, oh yes, if you are not singing our praise, oh yes, she's good. Then, we don't want. If you say, ah, you know, you've done this bad, ah, it will be another thing. We turn that person into our enemy. And yet, it may be God speaking through the person. But even before the person speaks, the Holy Spirit will have ministered to our own conscience. We shut our ears. We scorn the word of God to our heart. Then how can we have understanding? How can we have wisdom? We make wrong choices because we scorn the word. So if the Lord cannot correct you, telling you, here is the way, walk in it, forget it, no understanding, you can't drink from that river. Please let's look at Proverbs 3. Let's look at verses 5 to 7. Please let's go. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own ear, in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Such proud people think they are wise in their own eyes. And yet all of us, all men in the flesh, we are all foolish. Only God is wise. Only God is understanding. That's why we need his light. We have to understand these things. Please let's look at Hosea chapter 10, verse 13. And of course, we'll be looking deeper more into this aspect of hindrances to drinking from that well. Many of us, we have not allowed the word of God to correct us. So how can we know? How can we understand the scriptures? Many of us are still arguing about tithe. How will you have understanding and wisdom? See? And yet, it is your heart. It is the Spirit of God speaking to your heart that you need to obey God in that area. And then you start to what? Justify yourself proudly. Hosea chapter 10. Let's read verse 13. Please let's go. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eating the fruit of lies, because thou did trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. See a great key. We cannot trust in the way that we do things. No. We cannot be wise in our own eyes. It is pride. It is scorning the way of truth. It is scorning the advice of God to our heart. And how can we drink of that wisdom? We have to understand God corrects his sons to show them the way of life. We have to understand. He will tell us, this way is wrong. This is the right way, walk in it. If we spurn it, if we scorn it, how can we have understanding and wisdom? How can we be guided? So God corrects his sons. He will correct us in our evil ways, evil things, evil thoughts, wrong thoughts. He will tell us is wrong. We repent and then we choose. I want to think right. I want to do it right. And then he will supply the wisdom, the understanding, and the power to do it right. God corrects his sons to remove them from the way of death. See a great key? God corrects. God speaks to heart. Even before we do wrong things, he will speak to us. We know he spoke to Cain. But Cain spurned his advice. And so we have to understand. Please also write Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 14. We have to understand. To refuse God's correction is pride. And it means we won't drink of that river. So if you are set in your ways, in God's kingdom, we are corrected from evil ways and set on to good way. So if you are in God's kingdom and you think the way you've been doing things is right, you can't change, then forget it. God receives the proud and grants grace to the humble. So to refuse God's correction is pride. Please also write James chapter 4 verses 6 to 10 and then 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 9. James chapter 4 verses 6 to 10. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 9. And we all know the example of King Saul and King David. Saul was corrected. He refused. He was always giving excuses. It was all about himself. See how his way deprived his son and his descendants of that blessing. But look at King David. He actually, in human terms, did a grievous sin much more than Saul. But he said, I have sinned. No excuse. I have sinned. And if you read Psalm 119, the whole of that long psalm, you will realize that this is a man who accepted correction and was willing to do it God's way. And it's the same thing too. We have to understand. Please also write Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. You will see God correcting his church. Revelation chapter 4, verses 14 to 20. And we have to understand the importance. Many of us, we will have been drinking of that river, but for these two things. Refusal to continue to look into the word of God. And when we continue to look into the word of God, God correcting us, we scorning it. We scorn. We refuse. We do not yield to correction. How can we drink? How can we understand the scriptures? How can we have wisdom to know which way to go? I don't know the way. You don't know the way. We need the light. But the light receives the proud and gives grace to the humble. When we refuse correction, we are walking and sticking to what? Unrighteous ways. And we serve a righteous God. The light is the light of righteousness. We see how we deprive ourselves of the good things of God. Please let's pause there. We will continue with this next time. Let's give God all the glory for the word of God we have shared. Let's thank him. We have heard the word of God. And let's allow the word of God to do his work in our hearts and in our lives, in our homes, in everything pertaining to us. If we have been scorning the Lord's advice, it's now time to return back to being corrected by God. Yield. Remember, David said, I have sinned. He didn't give excuses or anything. And so is the right time. Yes, if we have refused correction, he is a merciful God. I have sinned. All these years you've been correcting me. Lord, I'm sorry. I've never yielded. Forgive me. I ask for grace to start yielding to your correction in little things, in big things, in my home, in my workplace, amongst friends, families, extended families, colleagues, everybody. Help me. And is what the Lord wants for his children, so that we can drink. It is part of sonship. If we don't allow him to correct us, as we see in that James, I think is in that Hebrews chapter 12. If we don't allow him to correct us, we've made ourselves bastards. Will he give his river to bastards? No, his river is for his sons. We have to understand. His river is for his sons. His sons allow him to correct them. His sons do not spawn his correction. And so they drink of the river of understanding and the river of wisdom. We have to understand that is the way of God's kingdom, to be corrected by the word of God. How will we know if we're in an evil way? He will correct us. How will we know whether what we're doing is not of God? He will correct us. And of course, we will yield and let go of those wrong things. That is what the Lord is talking about. And so, please let's yield to him. He will speak to our heart. Our God is a merciful God. And we give God all the glory that as we repent, Lord, we are willing and to obey you. We are willing to take your correction. And Lord, we thank you that we'll start to drink of that river. Even as we search and we continue to search the scriptures. Give us grace to humble ourselves before your word. We want to humble ourselves. We want to yield and tremble at your word of correction and do things right. Give us that grace in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to drink of you. We want to be led by you in the journey of life. We want to have the understanding of the truth, knowledge of truth, the understanding of truth, and then the understanding and the knowledge of every way, so that we can choose the right way to go and live right. We want you to lead us in everything we do, in little things, even in our thoughts, lead us, Lord. Even in our plans, lead us, Lord. What we intend, lead us, Lord. In how we speak and relate to one another, lead us, Lord. Lord, we give all the glory In Jesus' name, amen.